It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We got Freak Show Friday coming up in about 10 minutes after we're done with Freak Show Friday. AMA, Ask My Wife Anything. Yeah, Lindsay is filling in today for Alex, who's at a wedding. Also, she's doing the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
R. Kelly's career doesn't appear to be taking a hit from the documentary that came out last week about his sexual assault and kidnapping stuff. He made a scheduled appearance at a Chicago nightclub last night, and less than an hour after it opened, they were turning people away.
Beg me, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess.
It's amazing. There's so much outrage, but yet people are wanting to go there. Like, they still want to see R. Kelly. They still like his music, even though he sounds like he's a monster, everything we're hearing.
Yeah, that's insane to me that people are still supporting him after everything that has come out. Moving on to happier news, 90s babies rejoice.
When I wake up in the morning and the mommy's out of boy, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, who of course played Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell, was on Watch What Happens Live, and he talked about how the cast would definitely be open to a reboot of the show.
I'd be open to a possibility, but no one has approached us with any sort of tangible project. But I know that we'd all be open to possibly reprising those roles. We had such a fun time with Fallon, doing that little skit with him. Again, there's nothing tangible. It's always been just a desire for it and an idea, but nothing real.
Okay, well, but what would they do, though? Like, what would be the premise?
Oh, I've already got it. We know Zach and Kelly are married because their wedding was a special episode of Saved by the Bell. So
okay,
it can be about them and their family, and their kids can be going to Bayside High. And in the sequel series that came out, Screech was working there as a teacher. Mr. Belding was still the principal. I'm sure they can find places for the other cast members. It can be like the next generation.
You know what? I was wondering what's been going on with Screech. Maybe we need to get him a job. So maybe we can make this happen. That'd be kind of cool.
Yes. If anyone at NBC is listening, please, 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 please make this happen. And finally, this is so extra. Travis Scott gifted his daughter Stormy, whose mother, of course, is Kylie Jenner, a chair made entirely out of stuffed animals. And this chair is probably worth upwards of $25,000.
Dang, $25,000 for a chair?
Yes. Kylie posted a video of it on her Instagram, and it's actually a super cute video of Stormy sitting in this chair. The Brazilian designers who created the chair, the Campanas, they have similar designs selling online for between $15,000 and $25,000. This chair was probably worth even more because it was part of a display at a gallery in Miami during Miami Design Week.
That's probably where they saw it at.
Yes, and a representative for the gallery said, the limited edition series sold out during the run of the fair to an international clientele of contemporary art collectors, including Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner. But they said, to protect our collectors, we don't disclose pricing. But with it being limited edition, probably worth even more than the designs that are available online.
All right. So, that is Lindsay filling in for Alex this day and also on Monday doing the garbage. Thank you.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we've got Jared on hold, and he's got a hobby that he's really passionate about, which, you know what? That's good. You should be passionate about stuff. But does it make him a freak? We're going to find out. Freak Show Friday is coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.